Do you know half of the world population has access to social media? But how safe is it for children? Hello everybody and welcome to our broadcast. Today we're going to discuss about grown-ups' intentions with minors in social media, especially during virtual education times. Social media is a medium of communication, a tool for many, but for no one it's a lie that it has many risks. In this broadcast we want to send a message. We are going to talk about this problematic and its importance to protect children and the future of the world. We are going to talk through all the threats that children suffer from adults, such as stalking, abuse, or being tricked. And at the end, we are going to conclude solutions to protect the well-being of children, make a call to parents, and give tips for children to be more safe in social media. To parents, children, and teachers, it's really important for you to listen to this broadcast as it may help you in the future to prevent this to happen and to know what to do and how to deal with it before it's too late. I just want to end this brief introduction saying this is a problematic that is really serious considering the psychological and physical impact it has on children and the implications for their future. My name is Veronica and now we will continue with Mariana who will continue explaining this and do some brief interviews on children.
Thank you, Veronica. Now we need to discuss the different dangers the minors can encounter in social media. First of all, we are going to talk about the fake accounts that also use fake age on social media. Like many others might think, the safety of minors in internet is decreasing as more and more grown-ups are searching for minors online in many ways. Other way grown-ups get closer to their prey is by making the kids think they worry about you, so that they can take advantage of that. With this trust, they will ask for the minor's personal information. Remember, the worst that can happen is that a stranger knows where you live. They can get this information easily if you post photos of your house or neighborhood. This happened to me one time. After being stalked, a grown-up knew where I was in that exact moment and he started following me. I called the police and everything turned out good, but it was a very scary moment. Now I will be interviewing some MBS students to see their opinion and especially if they have ever experienced something like this.
Hi, my name is Yamile. I am from 10th grade and I believe I do have experienced this, especially in platforms such as Snapchat, where it's easier to communicate with other people, as I have often seen myself talking with people that I thought I knew, and in reality they were in fact people I didn't know, and they were asking me for my age, for how I look like, and I decided to do the best, which was to block them. But yes, I believe it's an experience we most of us have suffered from.
My name is Germán Barón. I'm 15 years old. I'm in 9th grade, and I will tell you my experience of how I was stalked by an Indian 40 years old man. So, first of all, I was relaxing in my bedroom when I received a strange message. It was an Indian man called Dipesh. And basically, he was asking for my phone number and asking for different data. If not, he will hack me. So, yeah, basically that.
Thank you, Mariana. Now taking into account all said before, minors should be more careful and worry about the insecurity there's on internet, people creating fake accounts to persuade minors into bad things. Minors should also care about who they talk to. They should only talk to a well-known person. In this program, we also talked about social media and remember that one of the most dangerous is Instagram. Unlike many others, any person can text to you. Remember to rely on what Mariana said before. Don't share any personal information and don't make your account publicly. It should be private. We want also to thank the people that participated on this program. We really hope that this information we just gave really helped a lot of people. We transmit our program every day at 6 p.m. on the 206 channel. Don't forget to take a look at our new website, MVG. There you can reproduce all episodes, just in case you couldn't hear the program. So, remember that if you are in trouble with people that want to harm you, you should speak and don't keep quiet.